Well, I'm going to say a few words about a project that I'm running called Around 1968. And you probably have an image of May 68 in Paris with those people throwing cobblestones at the police and the police throwing tear grenades at the demonstrators. That's the familiar picture of May 68. But this is a project that wants to look at 68 and the years around 68 in an international perspective, because there were things going on all across Europe, east of the Iron Curtain, as well as in the west, in southern Europe under the dictatorships of Franco in Spain and the Greek military, as well as in democratic northern Europe. And of course there was things going on in the United States, Japan, and so on. What we're trying to do with this project is what we call a transnational approach. That is to say, looking at ways in which people thought about 1968. Did they think they were involved in some sort of global movement of revolt or protest or cultural change? And in particular, what links were there between individuals, between countries? For example, some militants in Europe went on what you might call revolutionary tourist trips to places like Mao's China, where the Cultural Revolution was going on, or to Castro's Cuba. There were summer schools of revolutionaries in different parts of Europe. Students studying in different countries were important links between movements. There were political exiles who also carried ideas. And there were pilgrimages to different sites of struggle at one point of Europe or another. So it's a transnational project, and it's also an oral history project. And oral history is a very interesting and useful tool. For a long time, oral history was regarded as a poor man's approach, an unreliable approach to history. Why should we listen to what A.J.P. Taylor called the drooling of old men? But I think oral history can offer us a lot, and increasingly people are turning to it, because historians, I think, are less interested in facts these days than in ways in which people remembered what happened in the past. They're interested in the stories that people tell about what happened in the past. They're interested in how individuals came through certain experiences and learned from them, and how they look back on them now. And so this is a study which is being undertaken by 14 historians worldwide. This is a very interesting historical collaboration. It's undertaken by 14 historians from different countries, coming together in workshops, doing their own research. And it's going to produce some very interesting outcomes, not only books and articles, but also a database of European activists with interviews attached. And so when they're gone, and indeed when we're gone, people will still be able to listen to the voices of those who were involved in 1968.